Have you ever sharpened it yourself? I mean, not sharpen isn't the right word, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Sure.
It is. It makes a sharper edge, a smoother, I mean, a more even edge when you do that?
Yes. I put that in.
Does it ever get worn so much that it's smooth on the edge?
No.
It doesn't.
No. It doesn't sharpen very often, just when, when it starts to something, it always make a little
scratch.
You could notice it when you're using it or when you scrape the skin, it always has mark, cut.
Could you guess how many skins you used before you had to work on the blade again? Or is that very different? Is that different times?
Very different than the steel. You couldn't make dull very often. I don't know.
How many times have you sharpened these things? Enough that you remember? Have you sharpened many times?
I never sharpened it myself.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Even though you use it quite a bit? You use it sometimes.
I use it all right.
Yeah. So it lasts a long time.
It lasts a long time.
Did your mother sharpen it, do you remember?
Yes, she used to sharpen herself with that tool.
And the sock that the piece that fits into is made so you can take these blades in and out, put them in and out.
Yes.
Could you pull it out right now without hurting anything?
No. Cool.
And you can put it back in.
Then put it back in. I don't know what she got in there, maybe a piece of skin or something stuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
I never picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a piece of wood or something.
Mm-hmm.
Look like.
It looks like a piece of skin or hair. It might be pieces of hair too that are stuck in there.
Yeah. You don't know how to make a...
Was there anything else that you wanted to say about...
Okay. Can you use it for magic too?
For magic?
For magic to tell fire. The thing.
Mm-hmm. How do they do it?
Just like a round of stairs. You start it together.
Mm-hmm. You got steel? Or yes,
little pocket of inside pocket.
Oh.
No, on the outside.
On the top?
On the outside,
yeah. The top.
Mm-hmm. I've seen, my daddy, the top is just like a church. Church, mm-hmm. Top or something like that. And tight.
October 26, 1968. Della, we were discussing using Umiyun or lamps and Eskimo medicine. Can you tell me? We discussed bruises or any other conditions. Tell me how it was done exactly with a small knife.
When you punch through something or a tree or by the door in the house, when it gets bruised and swollen, then they use that leg to open it. And they used to know the when the blood was on it, because it's kind of when the blood in it sometimes it turns into really heavy blood. Mm. That's why they always try to open it when it's really swollen. But not on the first swollen place. They have to wait till it gets,
Would you know how long that would usually be, or is it by the looks of it?
By the looks of it.
What did it look like when they finally decide to use this little knife?
They watch it when it's still swollen. They hit to that, they need to open it. But when it kind of stop and turn down.
What color would it be?
Real red and dark blue.
Mixed color.
Yeah. And when they open it, the blood wasn't good. It looks funny.
Oh.
Sometimes with
what color
watery.
Watery,
really white, and sometimes yellow and dark, sometimes. When they hurt it hard, maybe. If they used to.
Can you tell me how they poke this little knife into the skin? You know, their muscles.
Uh-huh.
Do they have to be careful in using it? How do they do it in holding the skin or in using it anyway? So it's not to be damaged anything.
Uh-huh. That's what their mama used to. Get a to hold the fresh like this, hold it, and then right under the.
Well, they pull up a little fold or a little
fold,
fold a piece of skin, right?
Mm-hmm. And then poke it. But she always tell the muscles.
How do the muscles run in the leg usually? You're showing me on the leg now.
Well, it goes down. She don't have to use a
crossways,
she has to use it that way because it never heal up right away, and it takes a long time to heal up.
So she turns the blade
just try to hold the
the way we run.
Yeah. From being cut it off crosswise.
Yeah. Was this the main use? Can you think of any other use for using this little Umiyun besides bruises? Of course we did discuss headaches a little bit.
Yeah. They didn't leave it alone. They know it when it got lived in Bradley Road. Tried to pull the thing from out of listen.
Yeah.
And when it's open, it sometimes it's brown, but it's many times I do that too from people.
This is on small infection.
Yeah.
How do you do it? Do you treat the blade anyway or?
With that blade.
Pardon?
With that ungulate.
With the ungulate.
Yeah. I told a doctor about it one time because I always come and get me to open something to come and see you at home. So I asked the doctor about it. I told him that I always open a fresh with that pain. When I know it's real infected and it gets start. You could know this too when it starts but in it.
Yes.
And he said, he told me to get equipment from a hospital right here in the center. I told him that government school, got equipment there for anyone to use. So I never used it. Right on top when it needs to open
right on the top to
open your lung. And when they have a large
the finger, you point at the nail now?
Well, something that grows
on the
skin.
A splinter?
Splinter. And when I kind of dizzy and, you know, some headache and all, I thought that was from my constipation. So I had to have some salt. So I would have to clear that quicker. I didn't know that. And it's,
the last of you were in trouble, you know,
So, I have set down a pay for it.
These are birth pains?
Yeah. So, after I have my false movement down, after that, you start having a pain for boys. I was all alone too, you know.
And what, this was in the 1920s, or was it late 1920s?
No, I guess it's 1931.
31, oh.
Yes.
Yeah. No. June of 1931.
Yeah. I had a real lot of education, so, I can't hold it. I have my sister-in-law. In fact, I just can't reduce my contact below, no, 10. So I walk out and see how can I miss the mic. Go out. For if I were alone in some place, I would leave it alone. Boy, I'm so kind of, you know.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh. So she was done and she was put there. But that's why. So it's long. And I cooked her two other let them make a little bath. And then put something under the bottom of the bath and then I'd want a bag, and a really hot one.
It's a rubber bag.
Yeah, a rubber bag. And then wrapped him with down. That's down.
Just loose?
Quilt, yeah.
Oh, a quilt.
Yeah.
You know, a cloth over, yeah. The, over the down.
That's, yeah, over the down. But just that. Probably can use clothes. Every time when I cook it clear up, all these times it's cold. But you have to watch them. Boy, you have to look at them all the time. When you never turn it somewhere, all the time it gets cold to that. I got to bite. Have to be careful and
swallow them.
He could swallow a little bit, and hid and cried just like a bird singing. You could even see this abdominal infection
through the body wall.
Yeah. And his hips open, all right, and the feet open, but so thin. His nails just like plastic. Thin plastic.
When you first had to do this, what did you have to go by besides your own experience and anything you had read, or what came into your head when you had to figure out what to do?
Well, from my book, in school we used to have a lesson about those maybe I got it or cast the way I have to treat. Do it. The only way to do it. Because if I never realize to do that, if I keep them in open bed without any, put the hot water bag under there, he would close me right there.
You have never seen a baby that small before?
No, this is the first.
Had you ever taken care of a premature baby up to that
time? No.
Yeah.
No.
So you were just going on your own?
Yeah, my own.
Going on your own.
Mm-hmm. And when we get to Charlotte, go down to Charlotte, and we stop to the mouth of an otter, cut from the ice, we can go through to Costigou. While we were there, after one week, he died. We thought there was some gas or something like that, but he died. And when we kept making some kind, funny movement.
Tremoring or
He didn't have convulsion.
Oh.
But that shaking and
not normal.
No.
Not normal movement.
Mm-hmm. I tried to let him drink water, all right, but never feeling it. So after that he died. So we had to work on him for a day and a half. He just made the hard on his hand. From that being, we moved his little body,
You told me before that something about it. You said that you pumped, or somewhere you decided to pump his. How did you do it?
Hold it on the legs and down the head. Upwards, downwards, sideways, and always.
What was the purpose? What were you trying to do?
Try to help him to breathe.
Oh, so artificial respiration? What's your idea?
Sometimes moving his little abdomen and caught his breath. When we're doing like that, we want to find out whether he breathes or not, and we put a mirror on the nose and on the mouth. No sign. While we were moving it, no sign.
How long did you keep up with this hard work of pumping him in?
Keep on going for a day and a half. Boy, we still work hard on it that time.
Who was doing it?
Me and my mother and my sister. I work on him alone, but mama and sister work on. When I get really tired, I take my break. And my sister-in-law, I keep the fire all night by the stove.
This is a tent facility.
Right on the mouth of the river.
Was this one of these sheet metal stoves?
Remember where, but sometimes thought he could use when he was when we got no cash when we moved to a house. I let him use with 8-inch doll dress.
8-inch doll?
8-inch doll dress is too big. You know, the sleeve at all. And the neck was so big. And when he got a little bigger, I tried to cut it down. It was just like a year old doll close to him. Just like
how did you do beyond November? How was he developing, or how was he doing past November?
I slept with him. I moved to me when I was holding it myself. My arm with me. He could suck from my leg. And doesn't eat anything except the plain bra. It's just all, you know, meat and gross bra.
Mm-hmm.
We never used baby food. I never used not even one baby food that time. Just keeping bra.
How about the age? When did he first walk or crawl out? Was this, did he soon start developing the plan?
Mm-hmm. He could. And when Mama told me to boil grease, well then, rice, and noodles, just the top.
Oh, just the cooking part.
Yeah, just save it.
Just like broth.
Yes, it's like broth. Move it to a little kitchen and then sit him. Not to have fresh all the time. He told me to try to let him eat.
What age was this? Or do you think? What month was that again?
Maybe I don't remember.
What, past November?
No, but I remember we in time, I guess.
The next spring.
Mm-hmm.
You would have been about a year old then.
Oh, well, on February, he got a whooping cough. Oh, shoot, I thought he wouldn't make it. He wouldn't go through.
He catched it too.
Oh. The other babies got a whooping cough that time. On February, I thought he wouldn't make it this time, but I tried with a really fresh, steamy blubber, boil it, cook it, and then let him eat that every day, a teaspoon every day. And make just like an ammonia jacket to him.
What is it before?
With down.
Was it just over his chest?
Just over his chest, no sleeve and tie.
Like a vest.
Just like a vest.
How long didn't get over the cooking call? Quite a while?
Maybe. Too much, I guess. He get over it already, but I kept him at home. I never take him out. I never even take to anybody. Never go to the next door, just kept him home.
So this meant a lot of help from your family besides yourself,
yes.
In order to get wood and keep the house warm and water. I asked you about the end of the 1 week where the baby died or almost died. Could you tell me your mother, you couldn't help him?
He did die. He, of course, the doctor told me that but this is the first time she's seen a premature alive.
Mm-hmm.
Taking care of an Eskimo without any, you know, instructions.
Yeah.
And she was so surprised, and she told me that a premature could live inside 1 week and gone.
No, no.
But my baby was, and I basically was so surprised at it.
I think you said that when you were about ready to give up, your mother wouldn't give up either.
I give up all right. I put it on the floor, just amazing.
Yeah.
Eat with me.
Yeah.
And told the people that was out there and listening to make a box, maybe it's gone now.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't make it till Mama held me from sleeping in the world again and hold it.
She didn't give up things for
you. If she didn't give up, I wouldn't have him right now.
And he's the one who supports you, or helps you.
Yeah, Frost.
Could you mention treatment of Frost right now?
Last time, old timer used to, and then noticed when a person gets first bite on their way, our doors, while they were hunting, they let somebody suck it right away.
No.
Drag it out. Suck it. Try to let the blood go through. And when in the home, they used cold water or cold sealer.
How would they put it all out? What meaning was it?
Well, the glass package.
Uh-huh.
I mean, out hunting, they let a person.
Another person with him.
Yeah. That's when it's alone, he has to use that oil or something cold away.
Yeah.
He was. But he has to sometimes, snow, well, yeah, the snow, so it's fresh snow.
Mm-hmm.
It's practice. You know when, snow melts.
What were the most usual parts of the body that would be frostbitten?
A teeth.
Teeth were the most often.
Right here on some kind of thing.
How about the other part?
Wrist.
Wrist. Was that the gloves?
Yeah.
Were gloves teeth?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's all, wrist and sometimes hooks.
Sometimes teeth,
Yeah.
It's hard steel. take a lot of filing.
Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, during the YouTube, for himself, he tried it himself, but he couldn't do it, so he called like a man. And Mama and I have, and my brother, I just have told his kid.
Were you quite young then, or is it?
Yeah.
Was it before you were out of school?
Yes. He lived on the floor.
He did.
And he had to hold
it. He was lying flat on the floor.
Lying flat on the floor. And then that man, before he was in his dad, he told him to put him in the hot water.
The tool.
The tool, the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And not real hard, but kind of warm, you didn't know when you put it.
Oh, I see. So you wouldn't feel the tool so much?
So he wouldn't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd be, because one of
the back teeth. What was your word for that kind of tooth?
Kind of cock. He put it, but he tried to pull it for a long time. Tell him to make it go around a little bit first.
He twist
a little bit over.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side, like this, go back and forth.
Did your father have any kind of painkiller?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing. He do that first, and then when he tells him to pull it, and then he pull it.
Mm-hmm. So did you remember what they did afterwards? Did they treat the tooth anyway, the softness of the tooth?
After
the tooth was pulled off?
He used warm water to wash it out.
Just warm water. Was this an infected tooth or a
rotten tooth?
You remember this was?
It wasn't still rotten.
It was. You saw the tooth.
Yeah, I saw it.
Perhaps it was an infected tooth.
So part of it was kind of dark.
Dark. Not on the roof?
Mm-hmm. Not on the roof.
No, on the car. On the car.
So, he say one of the, that goes the roof,
mm-hmm.
is longer than the other one.
Oh, I see.
Maybe when it just go on in there and maybe just make him to take someone.
Did you have any trouble or infection after the tooth was extracted? You didn't?
No. I don't remember from that time.
Mm-hmm.
Did
anyone ever say, somebody's a hard question, did anyone ever say if Eskimos had rotten teeth before, back in old days?
Tell us that
we eat lots of candies and we drink some sweet stuff all the time. We have lots of fish.
So they thought that that was a cause.
Yes.
Bill, you commented on the Cuban making mukluks for sale, and would you